Everyone, I am your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 56, The Healthy Benefits of Drinking Wine. Excited about today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone. I hope you're all having a super happy Thanksgiving. The weather is beautiful where I'm located at, and I hope it's nice where you're at. I'm here in Philadelphia, and it's nice and warm, and it's humidity, it's humid. It's about in the 60s. So what are y'all doing today on this Thanksgiving? What kind of drinks are y'all having? Many people don't know that when you drink wine, it is so healthy. And it has so many different benefits. I'm going to share different healthy benefits that you can from the benefit from drinking wine. For those of you who drink wine, I am excited about this topic. Let's go. So the first thing I have for the healthy benefits of drinking wine is it helps you to relax. And it also helps you to sleep better. For those of you that have a hard time sleeping at night, when you have a long day after work or just a long day in general, come home, get a nice glass out, or even a paper cup. Come on now. Who ever drank out of wine out of a paper cup when they didn't have a glass nearby? I know I have many a times. So if you have a long day after work or just in general, pour you a nice glass of red wine, and it can help you to relieve stress, and it gives you the courage to also to curse someone out that's been getting on your nerves for a long time, like maybe that significant other. And it gives you energy to want to dance and do all kinds of crazy stuff and say all kinds of silly stuff and push you in a mode of thinking about money and other different crazy things. Like, who am I? Where am I? Like, especially if you have too much of wine and you're feeling yourself, you be saying all kinds of crazy stuff. Writers that's tuning in, or for those of you that's working on, you listeners that's working on creative projects, and you just get in that mode where you want to write or just, you know, just paint or whatever. So when you drink wine and it relaxes you, it helps you to flow with creativity, and also it helps you to just focus on the things that need to be done. You know how if you have like a lot of paperwork, or if you're a writer and you got to finish the ending of your book or whatever project you're working on, that sip of red wine or whatever good wine that you like, it helps to relax you to be able to complete that. And next I have on the list is it gives you the freedom to walk around your house. Excuse me, everyone. It gives you the freedom to walk around the house butt ass naked if you need to. Talking about, I'm too sexy. Now, come on now. How many of you listeners, let's be for real. Y'all had too much to drink, and you find yourself, when you, especially like if you have kids or whatever, and they little, but they already in bed, and then you, or even if you just home by yourself, and you just take off all your clothes, and you just feel free. You're like, I am free. Next on the list I have for the healthy benefits of drinking wine is it tastes good with different foods. And I have a list of different foods that you can eat with wine. And I'm going to share that with each one of you, you know, right now. But before I share that with each one of you, I want to know, for those of you that's cooking today on this Thanksgiving, what kind of good food recipes are you making? Like, do y'all have like a family tradition or that y'all do for your Thanksgiving? I know this year has been really tough for many people with, you know, I know a lot of people had lost a lot of loved ones, and this year has been rough. But for those of you that's trying to make the best of it, like, what are you making today? What good recipes are you making? I would love to hear that. So send me a message about what y'all going to make today for this Thanksgiving on this podcast after it's done. I would love to hear it. Have my list right in front of me, the food list of different foods that taste excellent with red wine. The first one I have is grapes. The second one I have is cheese and crackers, which is preferred. But you also can buy it from Save-A-Lot, the store brand. I just want to be funny and make you laugh. The third one is pretzels. Number four is steak with salad with breadsticks. Number five, grilled salmon. And I think I have spinach and butter rice. And number six is the sauteed dungeon crab legs. Number seven, oh my gosh, my handwriting can be like, you know how, y'all ever had this happen to y'all? You know how like when you write stuff down and you feel like at that moment, okay, I understand this. And then when you go back to your list, you're like, what the heck did I write? So that's what I'm looking at, trying to figure out what number seven is what I wrote. Okay, I think I wrote, okay, for number seven, I have for you family, for your family and for your family. Wait. Okay. For the last one, not least, because I can't figure out number seven. The last one I have is eight. It's chocolate. I couldn't figure out what seven was. My handwriting is super silly. But for those of you, you know, that have other dishes that, you know, like wine, people that drink wine, you know, when they want to relax, and you have your certain foods that you like to eat with it, you know, that helps for you and it works for you, try those foods. But I just wanted to share that with each one of you. And I have a list of great wines that you can try. Red wines, if you're trying to try something different. And I have the list right in front of me. And it's called, it was National, actually it was National Wine Day, May 25th, which many of you probably didn't know. And I didn't even know either when I pulled up this article and I found it. And I'm like, wow, I can share this on my podcast with each one of you. And it's, prevention.com, and it has National Wine Day, which is May the 25th, and the list is right here. I'm going to read it to each one of you. You can try it out. Milleyville 2007 Estate Pioneer Wine, and they have it listed for $38. And the second one is Connivincent. Here I go with my words. I'm getting them all mixed up. I'm going to try to pronounce it the best way I can, everyone. The second one I have is Connivincent 2007 Estate Pioneer. The third one is Scribe 2008 Cornell's Paninol. And the next one is La Crema 2008 Montreal Paninol. Now I'm making up my own words. And this is the last one I'm going to read, and the rest y'all can check it out for yourself. 2007 Justin Wright Angel. That's number five. That's some silly words. 2017 Justin Wright Angel for a wine. I tell you, the titles they come up with for these wine. So to check out the different listings for yourself, go to prevention.com and y'all can see the list of the different wines to try out if y'all want to try something different. Moving forward, everyone. Can y'all believe that the year is almost over? I mean, time is going by so fast. Yesterday, I was talking to my daughter and we were just talking about, you know, how last time we was down there, me and my son, we was down there not too long ago, the beginning of the year. Well, actually recently, and then how time is just flying by. It's like, wow, time don't wait for no one. I mean, it really don't. It really don't at all. Drinking wine is healthy for you. The first one I have is a family dinner for Thanksgiving. A fight might break out. The second one I have is playing cards. Sometimes me or sometimes saying something stupid and your words get all messed up and you're relaxing and then everything and then you go on with the flow and then all of a sudden fight might break out. Just think of the times when you had a family get together and a relative might, you know, got into a disagreement or something. Everybody all drinking wine or whatever they drinking. And then a relative or somebody say something silly and then arguing break out. And then you know it, glasses start flying everywhere. Fists start flying. People yelling and screaming. Everybody forgetting that they family and they fighting like they fighting somebody on the street. But let me tell you this, on a serious note, I remember growing up, the people on my dad's side of the family, they was car sharks. Like, they would play cars days from sunset to daytime. I mean, from nighttime to sundown. And it would be so crazy. Everybody be having a good time laughing, having their little drink. And then my uncle, right, they used to play cards. So my uncle, he used to get mad when he used to lose. And he used to flip the whole card table over. And him and my other family members, they would be fighting. They would be so crazy. But wine is healthy and good for you. But sometimes, if you drink a little bit too much, It can be something else, something crazy, silly, and funny at all in one time. Have that ever happened to y'all? Like with y'all, any of y'all family members, y'all have a get together, everybody having their little sip, their little wine, and then the family member might have too much of the drink, and they might say something silly, and then a fight that's break out all of a something. I mean, that's crazy. That's really crazy and really silly. So I'm going to move on to my next thing I want to share with each one of you about the healthy benefits of drinking wine. It makes you want to hear some good, smoothing music. I mean, just not good music. I already said that already. I had a long day yesterday, everyone. And it's early here in Philly. I don't know what time it is where y'all at. So I'm still like, kind of like, I'm woke, but I'm kind of like halfway asleep. I'm just being honest with y'all. I'm being transparent with y'all because each and every Thursday that I talk to each one of you, I like to talk to each one of you like y'all my friends. Like I knew y'all for years and I don't like to do makeup stuff. I like to talk real and be upfront and honest. Just like I'm talking to just a regular everyday person. I mean, who doesn't have flaws? Who doesn't trip over their words sometimes? I know I do. Drinking wine, it helps you to relax so much. You ever get in that mode where you be so relaxed so much, it makes you forget everything, which is supposed to do, like it's supposed to have you in your zone. So say for example, right, if you had like a lot enough wine, maybe one or two glasses, and you in your own mode and you get the munchies out of nowhere and you want to go to Wawa. So you go inside, so say for example, you go into Wawa, right? You're in your own little mode in your own zone. And you know this corona thing is still going on. You goes in, you don't even have your dorm mask on. And you forget all about the social distancing, all about the mask, and then you reaching over in front of the person, you reaching over for your cake or whatever you want in front of you, and the person in front of you, and you reaching all close, and you forgetting that you gotta practice social distancing, and you don't even have no mask on. So that's how deep, you know, you can that wine can help you feel. It can help you feel better, and that's how it can relax you just to forget about everything. It has you like you in a like you're sleepwalking and you in a dream or something like that. Now, that's something else. It really is. It really is just something else. And life can be something else. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. Absolutely. I agree with that. It can be overwhelming. And it's what we make it. It's absolutely what we make it. And laughing is so good for laughing and watching a good movie when you're drinking wine helps to relax you as it can help you to relax you as well too. And while you're drinking that nice glass of wine, why not get a piece of paper and a pen and write down and reflect on how far you have came, how far God has brought you, and focus on the small changes and not the big things. You know how sometimes we can be like our worst critic. And we kind of like, you know, we say, well, say, for example, if you were trying to lose weight, for example, and say like, okay, I want to lose like 2 or 3 pounds and you lose it. And then when you do lose that 3 pounds, you'd be like, you know what? I could have lost more weight. That's like that inner critic. So sometimes we have to applaud ourselves and say, good job. I'm super proud of you. Because I do that a lot sometimes. Like I can be my worst critic. And I'm getting so much better with that, everyone. Not to be so critical of myself and try not to be like so perfect. So I've been taking it easy with myself and being kind to myself and just pampering myself like I'm a big baby. Because we're supposed to do that. Because if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of anyone else. And self-care is so important. It really is. The healthy benefits of drinking wine, it helps the blood flows in many different ways. And here are the different reasons why drinking wine, good wine, and how healthy it is to help you to make the blood flows in your body. And I'm gonna give y'all some reasons why. Again, y'all, before I share that list with each one of you about why drinking wine is so healthy and how it can help make the blood in your body flow easily. But before I share that with y'all, the list that I have, y'all to think, this is what I be thinking sometimes. When I drink a glass of wine, you know, if I have a long day, I be thinking about church. You know how when church have first communion service? And I remember back in the day, they used to give us real wine. Like, they used to give us real wine. Like, we used to have, the preacher, he used to have this big cup. And everybody used to sip out a little sip out the wine, out the cup. And another thing used to be so funny. It was like the preacher, before he even let anyone else drink the wine out of the cup, after he did his praying and everything like that, it seemed like he was like more happy to drink the wine more than anything. And it seemed like he was already tipsy already from the wine. I tell you. But now they have like the little cups of grapefruit that kind of like reflect wine. They don't share wine. They don't do the wine thing no more. They have a grape juice because they know that some people, they will probably just come to church just for First Communion Sunday so they can get a sip of that red wine. So that'll be a good healthy benefit, right? OMG. I am super funny, super silly, and sometimes I know some of the things I say don't make no sense. And when I speak fast, I know that I think sometimes when I speak fast, when I talk to each one of you, I be nervous a little bit, but also I be trying to like not draw out what I'm going to say. I try to get straight to the point. But anyway, moving forward to everything else I was going to say. So anyway, as I was saying, that when you, the healthy benefits of drinking wine is really good, and it helps your blood flow. It's good for your blood. And I'm going to share the list with y'all right now. Right now. I'm not going to wait any longer. The benefits of drinking wine and why it's good for the blood. It helps for when you have to get blood work. It helps you to get relaxed. So just think about it. If you have to get blood work the next day, why not drink a glass of red wine? That will help you to relax. That will be a really good healthy benefit. So let me stay focused, everyone. Okay, so the reason why I said that on this list, it says that drinking red wine is good for the blood and just for health and all. The blood vessels delayed causing warm blood to move closer to the skin surface, and also for the heart health. Red wine presents protect against heart disease and lower your risk of heart attacks. And also it says fighting sickness, resveratrol. This is how you spell the words: resveratrol, and other oxidants. Clean your body and pesky-free residents helping wounds of illnesses. Okay, that's some good reasons that it will help not only with your blood but also just healthy just in general. But this is what I want to say to each one of you. I want to say self-care is so important. And if you want to have a drink of wine, not even just have a drink and wine, but if you just wanted to say, you know, just give yourself a big hug or just tell someone you love them, that today, not tomorrow, is so important, because tomorrow is not promised to each one of us. And remember that we all have flaws. Don't be so hard on yourself if you're a big critic of yourself. Focus on your small wins and just be proud of yourself, because I'm proud of you. And I just thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, and it's Thanksgiving. Y'all can be doing anything else besides listening to me, and I appreciate you for tuning in with me today on this Positive Thursday. And I'm so happy that it inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others, because there is powers in numbers. Subscribe to my YouTube page, Zoe Flower YouTube page. I really would appreciate that. And check out my Healthy Food on the Go every Wednesday. And follow me on Twitter at Zoe Flower Twitter. And I'm on Instagram, Zoe Flower 8 Instagram. And send me a message on this podcast, feedbacks from this podcast, and what you think about the healthy benefits of drinking wine and how has drinking wine helped you in many different ways. God bless y'all. Have a super blessed Thanksgiving and stay safe. And I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. Have a great one, everyone. Stay safe. God bless. Take care.